the 70 of yesteryear persona looks very different than today's 70-year-old, right? And in the States, we have this statement that says that the 60s are the go-go years, the 70s are the slowdown years, and the 80s are the no-go years. And I think we're going to change that definition as we continue to have so many great resources to keep us healthy, keep us vibrantly alive. We now are seeing so many baby boomers, you know, in their 60s and 70s who are hungry to continue to be productive. And where Questage comes in is to really help, particularly that leader and entrepreneur that really desires to continue to pay it forward in some way.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors healthcare.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host, Annie Nelson. And today on the show, I have a special guest, and it's Alan Milham. And Alan is the founder of Questage, a leadership consulting firm based in Phoenix, Arizona. Questage focuses on helping entrepreneurs in the third stage of their life rediscover themselves and maintain the drive and passions that fueled their lives before retirement. Retirement doesn't have to be the end of one's life, and Alan would love to share his views with us today. Alan has logged over 15,000 hours working with top leaders and their executive teams, from his early work coaching US Olympians to his current work helping agent entrepreneurs. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
And you've had a change in your career too. Would you like to share where you've come from and to now how you've gotten to now how you are helping aging entrepreneurs?
Absolutely. So, you know, we all have our journey in life, right? From the very beginnings as we come out of the womb and move into families and education and then careers and family. And mine has certainly had some highs and lows, but the bulk of my career has been for the last 25 years working with top performing leaders globally to really become the best versions of themselves, to be able to strengthen their impact as leaders, to understand their personal brand of how they actually lead. My last book, Out of the Question, How Curious Leaders Win, was centered around two mindsets. The mindset of the knower leader, which was more of the general command and control, do as I say, and the new emerging learner leader, which is really more of a guide and leads with the power of questions, with curiosity. And, you know, and we've got the world changing, as you know, and the new generation of workers coming in are very much wanting a self-aware leader. So the days of having someone just says, hey, leave your personality to home and just do as I say, that's a dying model. And I've been privileged ever since my early years as a career consultant, where the company I worked for were sponsors of US Olympics. And so I had the privilege of working with some of these young 20 and 21 year olds after they were returning from going for the gold to help them figure out what they're going to do with their amazing lives. And I could understand and their strength in their muscle of what their sport was, but I couldn't get my head around how they didn't freak out having so many millions and millions of people watching them. And every one of them with no training had the ability to sort of understand the two voices in our mind, that of the inner critic that's based by fear and sort of wants to hold us back, and the voice of the champion, which was a mood of hope and possibility and said, go for it. And it really struck me that these little 20 and 21 year olds had the ability to self-manage that, you know, who had the microphone in their head. And so I took that into my career with leaders, 40s, 50s, and 60s, to really develop a performance model so that we could really be in the right mindset to achieve our personal and professional goals. And it was just about 3 years ago where I woke up one morning realizing that we have some challenges with regard to the aging of the world. And the baby boomers now are quickly departing the work scene. You've certainly heard the statistics. We're averaging about 10,000 a day. And we have a void because for another decade, until the millennials get more into their 30s and 40s, there's a gap. And so I began to look at my focus around how do we keep the leadership narrative alive as we move into the third act of our lives. And my belief, Anne, is that we cannot stop leading. We have too much knowledge. We have too much wisdom. And fortunately for many, the days of knitting or going fishing in the third act of your life are dissipating, right? And we desire to be productive.
Yes. And it's all connected to longevity too. Our expectations have changed. And I was sharing with you before how my grandmother was so excited when she reached the age of 70. So when she got to 70, she was just so pleased with herself. But
that's right.
Our longevity expectations are a little longer than that these days.
Certainly they are. And, you know, the 70 of yesteryear persona looks very different than today's 70-year-old, right? And in the States, we have this statement that says that the 60s are the go-go years, the 70s are the slowdown years, and the 80s are the no-go years. And I think we're going to change that definition as we continue to have so many great resources to keep us healthy, keep us vibrantly alive. We now are seeing so many baby boomers, you know, in their 60s and 70s who are hungry to continue to be productive. And where Questage comes in is to really help, particularly that leader and entrepreneur that really desires to continue to pay it forward in some way. We can't afford not to have their tremendous wisdom and years of expertise and competencies and skills just to go to the sideline. So, you know, it's interesting that one third of the baby boomers right now plan to retire at age 70 or older, according to Pew Research, right? So your mom most likely would be still working in some capacity, right, at 70, because now the challenge is, as you know, certainly for America, we have a lot of baby boomers who are not financially in shape to actually pull the plug. But that's okay, because productivity means you can still be bringing home income, right? And what Questage does is just links it to those skills and competencies, those talents and the gifts that they have, so that they're excited for Monday mornings versus dreading Monday mornings to be productive.
Mm. It's amazing. It's not until we get to our older age do we have the time really to spend it on ourselves, because we've been so busy running around earning the money and looking after the families that it's not until, a lot of times it's not until we get older that we have the opportunity to think, oh, well, you know, now it's my time. What can I do?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, one of the things that just really struck me when I was a career consultant in my 30s was meeting individuals. I remember this one gentleman who's probably about 60 years old. And the company, we were one of the largest career management consulting firms on the planet. I worked out of the San Francisco office. And you couldn't walk in off the street. The company had to afford this program. So normally it was because of acquisition. And so here I had this very competent individual who'd had an amazing career. I'm going to guess he was probably late 50s, maybe 60. And it was the first time in his life where he didn't have a business card. He didn't have a title. He didn't have a salary. And what was so amazing in that moment when he sat in my office was to see how empty he was, because his entire identity was what he did. And I'm not proud about it, because I don't think this happens in your beloved country. But one of the dynamics over the last probably three decades at least is when Americans go to a social event or a cocktail party, and the first question normally is, so what do you do? And we're so tied into the doingness of who we are. When I lived in Europe as a child in college, you know, that wasn't the question. It was, where did you come from? Where's your family from? Right? It wasn't tied. And so And sadly, for those entrepreneurs and leaders that have been so tied to that identity, when they get to the third act, there's a fear of not being relevant anymore, a fear of unknowingness, as if they're sitting in a white room with no clue of what to do. And that's really where Questage comes in, is to fill that gap so that the third act of life can actually be the most exciting act of life, filled with purpose and productivity and success. And so that's the mission. And we've got quite a market. And as you know, we've got a lot of complexities in our world. And my belief is, if we can keep the leadership narrative alive in our 60s and 70s, and I dare say 80s, to be stewards of change, to be able to help as well as be productive. I met a very fascinating man 2 years ago, unfortunately, who didn't survive COVID. And it breaks my heart that that happened. 88 years old at the time he passed last year. And when I met him, he was a very successful businessman. And I could just tell the sparkle in his eye. Here he was in his 80s. And I said, well, I understand you're still working. And he said, yes. And I said, what are you thinking about slowing down? And he paused for a moment. He said, you know, I was just talking to my wife that maybe next year I'll cut it in half and just work 40 hours a week instead of 80. And I thought, what a remarkable story to have that vitality, you know, and that excitement to be able to make a difference and be purposeful. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people, as they get into the third act of life, with all the concerns of the world, they can lose that hope and possibility, right? To be able to say, wait a minute, how can I take my experience, my resume, my, you know, and we need workers all around the world, you know, so it's not like we're going to have a shortage, but we have to believe that we're still relevant and that we can be purposeful and productive to create a new game plan.
So where do they lose it? Are they losing it when they lose their title? Is that the main problem?
Well, I would say it's really the work, because for a lot, particularly for entrepreneurs, right? You know, talk about a work ethic. I mean, the intensity for a lot of entrepreneurs, there's not a, I'm going to start at 9 and end at 5 o'clock. You know, they're not lions in the beginning and the ends of day. So when you get to that third act, whether you sell the business or dissolve it or whatever, you have a habitual mindset of an intensity of what you've put into your work. And now that that's not there, Questage comes in to say, well, let's look at how you want to be productive, right? Because to go from, you know, whatever number of hours they work a day to zero can be very, very alarming. It's almost like their muscle memory isn't, they don't know, it's like, and my last Questage client, 71 years old, and I didn't get to him for probably, I'm going to say 6 months. So he was unplugged for 6 months before he learned of my work. And it was really sad to see. He took himself out in those 6 months. He lost confidence. He had a very successful resume, but he was wired in such a way to be that competitive achiever. And when that got removed, he sort of talked himself into a very dark place. And so we had to take some time to rewire that. And I'm happy to tell you that he's now vibrantly passionate, actually consulting, right? And at your mom's dear age, and loving what he's doing, and now being able to travel. And that's, I use a very, very powerful tool out of Cape Town, South Africa, that helps my clients to really, really understand how they're motivated, right? Their core motivation. And then how do we take the strengths and gifts out of that? It's called the integrative Enneagram. And it's a very powerful tool that helps us to understand, you know, where our core motivations are. By taking that and then plugging it into a strategy, allows for meaningfulness and purpose and fulfillment in the third act of life.
Mm-hmm. So can we make the most out of the third stage of life?
Well, a couple components from our point of view. One is the, I call it the P's, right? The first one is purpose. Being able to think about what does a purposeful life look like in my third act of life. And for a lot of people, they've worked hard in their careers, right? Some have learned to play hard, but it's about really looking at, defining a roadmap that allows you to be purposeful and productive, both in your lifestyle and what you choose to do, whether it's travel or a hobby, as well as being able to be productive in a sense where you're paying it forward, whether it's a charity, a foundation, volunteering, consulting, doesn't really matter. But what we want to do is to create a meaningful roadmap that integrates both sides of someone's life, the personal and the professional. And we take it out 10 years. So it's not just for now. We actually build a visioning model that says, let's look at the next decade for you. And let's define, if the magic wand were in your hand, give me that compelling future. And so we break it out around family, around friends, around travel, lifestyle, health, as well as looking at how they can pay it forward in a meaningful way, either for money or for gifting their time. And then the second piece is really for a lot of the leaders and entrepreneurs I work with is the word power, because they're used to having power. They're used to having authority. And now in the third act of life, right, that the relationship with power can shift when we take the work identity away. And so we look at what power means, right? And how can you be powerful? When you look in the mirror to say, well, how do I let my best self show up today? And where can I bring that power to really serve and be an agent of change? And so you've got the purposeful productivity, you have the power, and the third is really centered around mindset and positivity. Because as we get older and as we have, you know, imagine for a moment, we're going to have people in their 70s reporting to people in their 30s. So, you know, and they may come with tattoos or piercings, you know, and, you know, we've got a generational gap there. But that's the new work order. And so how do we shift that mindset in such a way so they can be positive versus negative? They can focus on what's working, what's going well, as they move deeper into the third act of their life. Because unfortunately, and again, in the work I've done, sometimes it wasn't until the entrepreneur, the leader, got cancer, had the heart attack, had the stroke. And those serve to be the wake-up calls for them to then say, I have to make a bold move. I have to change how I'm doing it. And unfortunately, we're not winning that game right now. If you look at the billions in stress-related disorders, you look at the mental health issues globally with COVID. You know, we had 4 million people in April resign their jobs and go somewhere else. And they did that because they're not feeling connected. They're not feeling a part of the team. They're not feeling appreciated. So we need to do a better job of taking care of ourselves and those that matter to us, particularly in the third act of life. The third act of life is not a solo sport. It's a team sport. So what we do is really say, who's going to be in your team with you as you move forward? Who are the advisors that can help you think things out so that they aren't lonely, that they don't feel isolated, that they feel relevant and purposeful? So all those come into play.
Yeah. So I think perhaps more in the Western world, we've been brought up to be these doing bodies, and we haven't spent much time on discovering the other side of ourselves, the being side of ourselves.
That's right. That's right. One of my teachers is Richard Rohr, R-O-H-R, and he's just an amazing man, and he's written a number of books, and the one that I most appreciate is the book called Falling Upward. And it really talks about sort of the first half of life and the second half of life. And to your point, you know, that first half of life as we come into the world, as I said earlier, and we then learn our family and get educated and careers and jobs and families, and all that's ego, right? It's just the ego of growing up. And he just offers the narrative that, you know, the second half of life, let's let that ego go, right? I mean, let's let that driving ego go. And let's focus on what it really means to really be a human being and to savor and to have practices to support, you know, what's most important to you. And we tend to be very caught up with external stuff, right? Like, you know, what do I need to read next? Who do I need to follow? And in the third act of life for me, it's really an inward journey to be able to really have a daily practice of mindfulness, to be able to sit and ask the question, what matters? To be able to think about, what do I need to do to make this my best day, to make this life my best? And it's really not going faster. It's actually going slower. And for a lot of our clients, right, that's a new mindset for them because they're very driven. But I don't want to wait for that heart attack. I don't want to wait for, you know, don't push your body to where it breaks to such a degree that that's your wake-up call. And so these are the kinds of things that we focus on to really help and allow them to have, as I said, not only it be a meaningful third, but the best act of life in their life.
Thank you. That was quite meaningful for me to hear that. And I haven't heard of that author before, so I'll definitely be looking up and reading about him, his thoughts. I follow Eckhart Tolle, and he's been a great help to reset.
Very much
myself.
So. Yep, right into the now, right? And, you know, unfortunately, it just, you know, you think about the baby boomers and the world we came into, and, you know, especially in the Western culture versus the generation before us. And there's just so much change happening right now, right? And it's just going faster and faster, and the technology is going faster. And sometimes we just have to return to the basics, not to stare at the monitor, not to look at TV. You know, one of my concerns is we've got, you know, in the next 20 years, one survey suggested that the boomers will have about 2.5 trillion hours of lesser time to fill, right? And in 2020, the average American retiree watched 48 hours of TV a week. That's not what we want to do, right? I mean, we want to get off the couch and get out to be purposeful, be a part of the community, be a change agent to where your heart says, this matters to me. And that's what Questage is really all about, to, you know, for that compelling productivity, developing the emotional maturity, continue to grow your wisdom. And at least in many parts of the Western culture, the 60 and 70 year olds now are very hungry to learn. In fact, there's a dynamic happening in the United States where they're building retirement facilities near universities. They're partnering together. And anyone who comes into that retirement facility has full access to the courses at the university. So this learning and hunger for continued knowledge, which is wonderful, you know, I really hope that that continues to play out.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for sharing your wisdom today. In summary, would you like to give entrepreneurs that are getting to their retirement age or through whatever means that happens, whether it's
right,
wanting to do it or having to do it, can you give us some quick summary of how you can help and what they should be doing?
Sure, absolutely. So the website is Questage, Questage, Q-U-E-S-T-A-G-E.com. And for folks that are interested in high-impact transitions, they can just click that button. And one of the things they can do is there's a little assessment called Are You Ready? And so that allows them just to check for their readiness, if they could be a candidate for the Questage program or not. So it gives them the ability to sort of think through what's really important as they begin to really get more mindful on the third act of life. And there's also a 2-minute video that sort of paints the narrative of some of the things that we've talked about in this interview around the stake. And that normally they can move forward to have access at that point if there's a fit. And the good news is, because we have so many people in transition right now, we're getting more and more wonderful resources, I think, that are going to help us as we navigate the third act of life. And I just want to acknowledge you for, you know, having your piece in this to really, you know, allow for a happy life in the third act. And so we're both in this together, Anne.
Thank you. It's been wonderful having you on the show today. And thank you very much for sharing your expertise and your insights with the audience today. It's been absolutely wonderful, and it's very reassuring that there's help out there if you need it. But that's the problem. A lot of us don't know we need help.
That's right. That's right. Make it a team sport, as I said. All right. Thanks so much, Anne.
You're welcome.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.